Jake's Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $67.50 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $67.50 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto-pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
See Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Approaching 4:02 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
You rebuild it by, maintaining the process. Don't get too out of bounds. Don't try to do too many different things. And of course, support and let the guys play. So that's just one game. But I like the way we played, and the bullpen was outstanding again.
Joe Maddon hoping yesterday's win over the Rockies leads to more wins for the Cubs on this road trip, which begins tonight in New York against the Mets. Cubs check in at 31-31. They've been at 500 12 different times this season. The Cubs one game behind first-place Milwaukee in the National League Central. John Lackey and Jacob deGrom, the starters tonight. John Jay leads off. Kyle Schwarber not starting. Off the field, Kyle Hendricks will do some light throwing tomorrow for the first time since going on the DL. White Sox play Baltimore tonight on the south side. Mike Pelfrey and Wade Miley, the mound matchup. The MLB draft begins tonight. Sox have the 11th overall selection. The Cubs pick 27th and 30th. NBA, Cleveland at Golden State tonight for game 5 of the finals. The Warriors can end the series with a win. They're up 3-1, and Golden State is 8-0 at home this postseason. Football, Bears minicamp begins tomorrow. It'll mark the team's final 3 practices before training camp next month. Former Chiefs receiver Jeremy Maclin makes it official. He signs with the Ravens. Searching for solution to your damp and musty crawl space, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. The Scores 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the VIG located on Wells in Chicago. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Mets on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper. Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Almora back. He is at the wall. He leaps. He caught it. He caught it. Almora just robbed Matt Adams of a game tire.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
It's as big a lead as you'll ever see. You don't see guys take leads like this very often, even against Lester, because they're just not comfortable doing it. And he tosses it.
Lynn Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Lynn Casper's on Twitter at Lynn Casper, and he joins us in the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. Lynn is brought to you by locally crafted Two Brothers Artisan Brewing. Two Brothers wants you to follow your passion and drink theirs. Well, Lynn, I said the Cubs' victories, when they are in their competitive window, should not feel like any kind of relief. Yet, indeed, it did. And it appeared from the way Joe Maddon was managing that game that he knew that it was a pretty significant outcome.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to let that one get away, especially after the Cubs had that early 4-0 lead. The Rockies come back to tie it. Edwards and Uehara were able, fortunately, to get more than three outs. That's one of the things about this bullpen I really like, is that, you know, most of the guys in that bullpen are not just one-out kind of specialty pitchers. They can all give you more than an inning. And he made sure the bridge was pretty short. Edwards, Uehara, Davis, and, you know, didn't match up. And I think that was a game they really needed to have. You win the first five on the homestand. You've not played well on the road. Losers of 8 in a row on the road. Big stretch of 17 out of 20 away from Wrigley Field. So, you know, there are no must wins, but you definitely didn't want to drop a couple games below 500 again.
I think it was really interesting whether it was JD who said it at the end of the broadcast yesterday. You right now are the people around the club over the last couple of days saying that yesterday was significant. Why do you think that we're at a point now in the season where a game like that does become significant?
Well, I think, Lawrence, just because, you know, after tonight there are 100 games left, you still have more than half the season to play, but things start to develop in the division and in the league where you go, okay, you know, the Rockies are for real. We know about the Nationals in the East. The Central, fortunately, nobody has run away and hidden like the Cubs did last year. That's the saving grace, is that they've been a mediocre ball club, and that they're only a game out because the rest of the division's been pretty much the same. But I just think once you get into mid-June here, you got to start showing people what you're capable of. And the fact that aside from Bryant and Rizzo, really the rest of the lineup has all been in a slump or has underachieved here in these first 2 months. And it's a head-scratcher. I really thought this offense would be better this year than it was last year. And I think we all agreed that it needed to be, because the starting rotation could not possibly replicate what they did last year. The irony of it is the bullpen's been the best area on the ball club, and that's probably the biggest question mark I had going into the season.
Lynn, Dan and I were talking earlier about approach against the Cubs lineup. And I've heard you and JD talk about the high fastball, that's been kind of the out pitch for a lot of teams. What else are you seeing on how they're getting guys out and what's making it so effective?
Well, it's that, but I also think, you know, teams are exploiting the I guess, ability of Bryant and Rizzo to take their walks, and they've kind of moved down the line. And you know, Zobrist, before he hit the home run yesterday, had gone through about a 3-for-40. You don't have to deal with those two guys if everybody else is struggling. So it's attacking a lot of the young hitters with high fastballs for sure. But the other part of it is, I think, just picking your spots in the lineup and knowing that once you get past 2 and 3 in the Cubs order, it has been, for the most part, pretty easy to navigate, and that's not something we said all of last year. It was a very deep lineup. There really were no breathers, but it feels like there have been too many breathers so far this season for a lot of opposing starting pitchers.
All right, allow me a little bit of latitude here, counselor, but I brought up the idea before.
And you better get there in a hurry, Mr. Bernstein.
I was trying to remember the term that I learned in high school physics, and the term was the observer effect. And it's in experimentation, sometimes the instruments you use to measure something can interfere with the measurement. And I'm wondering if the Cubs aren't in some way, that maybe you could figure out and help pull this theory together here, that the constant analysis of this team, the arbitrary nature of the groups of games that we use to analyze, and when it started a little ways into the season, that they're always hearing about it. They're always subject to every bit of analysis and every question and why this and why that. Is there an observer effect right here where you can feel the weight of some of the analysis? And is evidence of that maybe in like what you feel in the emotional amplifier of Wrigley Field, where it's become almost oppressively nervous sometimes?
Well, I don't think the players feel that. I think as observers, it's very important for us to take a step back and realize how special, how fleeting, how rare these last two seasons have been in terms of win totals, 97 and 103. So that's number one. Number two, I think when you see it every day, you see all the warts. Baseball is a funny game. You go to other places and you go, hey, it looks like this offense has been really good. And you talk to their broadcasters and then they tell you about all the bad stuff. So I think I'm guilty of it at times. Joe Sheehan, wrote last week, and I know, Dan, you get his newsletter, that he predicted the Cubs would be the best team in baseball from this point forward. He said, I'm going to double down on it. And I even looked at that and was a little bit surprised, because what we've seen so far these first 2 months would not match that. He kind of used the Yankees as the opposite example, that they've gotten off to this great start and that at some point they're probably going to find their level, so to speak. I do think the Cubs are the best team in the division. I do think they're one of the top three or four teams in the National League. And that's good enough to get you to October. And then if you get hot at the right time, you can go a long way. But I guess back to your point, I think the overanalysis just comes from the Chicago Cubs, the fact that they won the World Series for the first time in 108 years. And I do think that Joe understands it, and I think the players get that is going to happen. But I'd have a hard time believing that all of that extra stuff necessarily has affected the way this team has performed.
You're talking about a 500 team, so there should be as much good as there is bad. You brought up the bullpen. Is there anything else that you like what you're seeing, or maybe watching guys come out of whatever it is they're in?
Well, for me, of all the guys who've struggled, I feel like Schwarber is on the verge, and there are some other numbers with his weighted on base or expected weighted on base that would tell you that he's hit into a little bit of bad luck. He's not in the lineup tonight. That will not continue. Just talk to Joe in his office. He really liked the look of the lineup yesterday, and because they won, he's just going to carry it over to tonight. But he understands that Schwarber and Happ, have to get their at-bats. So that's a temporary thing for tonight. Mm. But I feel like Schwarber is the one guy who they're gonna stick with a little longer, because I think they're seeing signs that he's ready to break out of it.
What signs specifically, not statistically, what would a scout be seeing?
He's hitting into the shift. He's hitting the ball hard on many occasions, and I feel like when he's fouling his pitch off, he fouls it straight back. He's not late. When he was struggling earlier, I think there was a lot going on pre-pitch preparation with the leg kick, and all that stuff was making him a little late, and that's not something we should see with Kyle Schwarber. He's got a lightning-fast bat. We know that. So, he hit a ball the other day about 500 feet, but it was 200 feet foul, but he pulled it. And those are just the little mechanisms I think that a hitting coach can see and go, okay, I like what I'm seeing here, and it's getting closer. It's coming. He doesn't have a single, by the way, in like 3 weeks. His last seven hits are five homers and two doubles. It's been a very strange statistic line for Kyle Schwarber.
What has all your prep work told you about the Mets?
I look at their lineup. Conforto's not in there tonight. He's been terrific. Lucas Duda's off to a really good start. They've got Cespedes back. Neil Walker has been just fine. He's not Daniel Murphy, but I think they like what he's done here the last couple of years. Jay Bruce has hit, I think, 16 home runs. So it's an offense that can score some runs. Obviously, they've had starting pitching issues. Their closer Familia's on the DL. But Jacob deGrom tonight is a guy you expect to always be good, and he's been absolutely abysmal his last two times out. So you can look at that one of two ways. Either he's going to have another bad one or he's due to have a good one. So we're going to see Matt Harvey on Wednesday, Zach Wheeler tomorrow. So a lot of these young arms the Mets have been touting the last several years, we're going to see them on display in this series.
You were kind enough to have us up in the booth the other night, and I still can't get over the fact that you actually keep a digital scorecard. What was
a lot of guys do now? A lot of broadcasters do.
I'm not surprised about it. I mean, it would be very difficult for me to get away from analog when it comes to the tactile nature of keeping score in a game. But that it just seemed difficult. But you were able to do it.
A couple of things. I'm not into stuff anymore like I used to be. So the idea of carrying a big scorebook. It's not something I really want to do. I can put all of my scorecards basically on the cloud and on my iPad. That's number one. And I had a funny conversation with one of my best friends in the game a few years ago when I started doing this. And he said, well, what if you lose everything on your computer? And I said, what if you leave your scorebook in a cab in San Francisco? Like, it's the same thing, right? He's got a physical thing that he writes in his book, but if he loses it and it's gone, it's gone. Or if he drops coffee on it or whatever, I've got my scorebook in my iPad, and if it goes away, then I start over. But I don't worry about it like I guess some guys used to.
What other changes in you have happened since you started as a play-by-play man?
Oh, my gosh. We don't have enough time to even go through it. I just know how to prepare a lot better. I think my prep is a lot like your show, and I know you're filling in, Lawrence, but you've done the show with Dan a lot. JD and I do not have many, if any, conversations about what we're going to talk about. We do talk baseball off the air, but I'm all about springing stuff on him and having him react to it the first time on the air. And he does that with me. And if we have that conversation before the game, it's never as good on the broadcast. So we're good friends. We talk a lot. But I generally stay away from the stuff that I'm going to do in the middle of a broadcast. And I guess that's a change from how I started in this business when I was kind of uber prepared. I think there are certain things to prepare for, but I'm trying to keep my mind clear to not only do the game, but also to kind of pick up on the little things that JD does. Because as you know, we have producers and directors talking to us. We can't always hear everything. I want to make sure that I'm locked in with what my partner's talking about.
A texter asked a great question. What's the app that you're using?
I use Numbers for Mac, which is essentially Excel, and I created my own little system for a scorecard. And, you know, I've just devised a way to type in the stuff, and then I have a color-coded thing where if I end it with a certain thing, it'll code it in that the run scored. So it's pretty simple. I can show you guys sometimes. It took me like a week. It really did. And then once I got it figured out in spring training, it was a piece of cake.
It didn't look simple. It really didn't. I mean, I know there are ways to do it. And I know for youth baseball, they've got the Game Changer app that creates that, you know, that live broadcast of everything. And I'm sure, is there something standard?
I was wondering if BAM had something.
Is there a tool that MLB provides to sort of standardize it for everybody?
No, they don't. They don't. JD actually scanned his manual scorecard onto his iPad, and he uses the Apple Pen. So he actually scores the game like you would with a pen and paper, but he's writing on his iPad. So I type my stuff in. He actually writes it in with his Apple Pen. It's cool.
It's fascinating stuff. Yeah, baseball for real, right there. That's good stuff.
Next time you guys come out, I'll, you know, if you can get to the park before the game, pop in, and I'll give you a little 4-minute tutorial, and you'll see how easy it is.
It wouldn't be easy for me. It really, you make it sound like it would be. I get it, but it just looked very cool. You had so many screens, though. It looked like an airplane cockpit with you know the monitor and that screen, and then your laptop and your phone is there.
I love it because it's.
I do not have a laptop.
Oh, that was
I have an iPad and I have a mini.
Oh, the iPad. Okay.
Which I used to read on the road, and then I have that for my scoreboard and stuff. My thing is to have stuff available if I need to look it up, because again, as you guys know, my partner will say, "Hey, where was this guy born?" Or remember that one player? What year was it? And so I have to look up stuff really quickly, either between innings or between batters. So my thing is, I don't have to have the information. I just have to be able to get to it as quickly as possible.
I love the imagery of Lynn as Tom Cruise in Minority Report.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Or John King on election night.
Yeah. Got the magic screen.
All right. Yeah, that's a good comp, John King. That's kind of how I try to do it. Yep.
Lynn, thanks. We'll be watching and listening.
Thanks, fellas.
That is Lynn Casper, and this segment is brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington Stores your Father's Day gift headquarters and save on Bluetooth speakers, fragrances, watches, wallets, or give a Burlington gift card. Always a perfect gift. Burlington style for everyone. And if you are not checking out the live video stream, you're missing out. You need to do that. It's at 670thescore.com and brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
Did you ever... Okay, better question, because I know you've done it. You had to. Every guy that's done play-by-play has done this. Who did you steal from?
Steal,
like when you were putting your boards together, like whose style did you like? And you go, ooh, I'm gonna.
You know what? Who gave it to me? There was another CBA broadcaster, and I
this is why you should have the reunion.
I don't remember, but my actual basketball scorecard was literally a photocopy of. I saw his. I said, ooh, that looks awesome. He goes, here, take a copy, and. It's where some guys would use tally marks to count score for an individual score. This had the numbers 1 through 40 in everybody's box.
And you literally, just check it off.
He would circle. So if a guy hit a three, if his first, if he makes a three, you circle 1, 2, 3. If he makes a free throw, you circle 4. So you literally have a count, and then you can keep track of the number of threes. And then there was inside that, it was the same free throws attempted, free throws made. So I took one to a printer was it already starting in Raleigh? I think I got it in Raleigh. It was a GBA broadcaster. And I took it might have been Brian Hall. And I took it to a printer and I said, can you make this up for me, but a little bigger? And I customized it. And I would make copies of copies, and then I would save some of the more original ones so the copies got... It was the most important thing I had. And then for each year, with the commercial reads, I would write those in and then make a master copy of the one with all the reads built into it. So I had a lot of the work done for each game when I just had to fill in the names and the stats and the colleges and the coaches and the records and all that stuff for each game. But I was fastidious about that, and I still somewhere I still have one in case I have to do a basketball game.
Zach has great boards. I stole mine when I fill in for Zach from Jordan Burnfield. Like, he put together same type of deal as what Lynn was talking about. He put together these beautiful, like, color-coded boards. And I was like, this is exactly what I need, because I, you know, quickly, like, where does your eye go to? It knows to go to this part of the board to figure out exactly what you want to talk about. And I love it. But I also met, from an analog standpoint, I want to see one of the teams in Texas. And I was watching him. I was looking at his board. And I was like, man, you got a cool board. And same thing. Whipped the copy out of his bag and was like, here you go. So if you want, like, the handwritten version that you can color coordinate with highlighters, like, you can just take, you know, field goal percentage, 3-point field goal percentage, put the highlighter on them, and then kind of write it in. I love that. It's one of my favorite, like, geekiest things about doing play-by-play, like looking at the boards of play-by-play men, especially old school, like play-by-play men, and how do they get that information from the page to the brain to the mouth.
I talked to Doc Emmerich about it. I had a conversation with Doc Emmerich about his card.
What's his card like?
Oh, it's you could look it up. There are pictures of it. You probably find it on Twitter. You can do a search for it. It's almost OCD. And
that's usually what happens with play-by-play guys.
And the same way for me with arena football. I had a completely different way of doing it with for arena football games. It's just what you and baseball was also completely different for me. But it's how you get information loaded in. Half the time you spend actually putting that card together, you don't use it.
You know what,
it's
though?
The, it's the act of doing it that loads everything
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
It's the creation of it. It's like studying for, it's like taking notes when you study for an exam, and by the time you're done, even if you're allowed to have notes, you don't even end up using them. It was a trick that I had a teacher in high school that allowed for the final. He said, anything you can fit on one 5x8 note card, you can bring into the final with you. And he knew that it was the process of creating it that got you ready for the exam, and when you're taking the exam, you barely looked at it.
I think you, I, Len, and a couple of my friends from BAM, I think we got an idea for an app.
They're probably way ahead of us, I would think.
Hey, it's not out there yet.
Dave Cameron of Fangraphs will talk baseball at 4.
Passion, drink ours. This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Every Yankee great has their did he really just do that moment. Babe Ruth calling his shot. Cheats' cutoff flip. David Cohn's perfecto. Roger Maris breaking the Babe's home run record. DiMaggio's hitting streak. And now Aaron Judge's moonshot. He's crushing it this year, both figuratively and literally. A major league leading 20 home runs already. And number 20 might have been the most impressive. 495 feet. That's 495, as in 5 feet shy of five bills. That's a batting practice shot. Only he wasn't hitting soft tosses out of some half-dome cage. That was the sixth inning of a major league game. Oh, and one inning later, he hit his 21st of the season, too. Forget rookie of the year. Get this guy the MVP, like yesterday. That's how good he is, and that's how good he's been. I'm Jim Rome.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hill's Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hill's Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hill's Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hill's Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the better than ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the better than ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Golfers, look no further than Eaglewood Resort for the perfect Father's Day gift. Purchase a $150 gift card and get a $25 bonus certificate. Or score some points with their new and exclusive Chicago sports apparel. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Want to hear from Urban Meyer, Pat Fitzgerald, Kirk Ferentz, and the rest of the Big Ten coaches? The 46th annual Big Ten Football Kickoff Luncheon will be held Tuesday, July 25th at McCormick Place. An autograph session featuring all 14 football head coaches begins at 10 a.m. Get ready for the 2017 college football season and hear from your favorite coach. Head to Big10.org or call 847-696-1010 to get your tickets today.
Hey Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions. Handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Is to escape on the lake.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
431 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
It's all about confidence, man. As we continue to rebuild their confidence and as they get it back, you're going to see a lot more of that. It's that simple. Our confidence has been nicked a little bit. Happens to everybody.
Some candid comments there. Joe Maddon's 500 Cubs in Queens to play the Mets tonight. The Cubs are coming off a victory yesterday against the Rockies in which they hit four home runs. The Mets have won three straight. John Lackey, Jacob deGrom, the starters. Lackey 2-0 with an ERA just north of 2 in five career regular season starts against the Mets. The Cubs are just one game behind first place Milwaukee in the National League Central. John Jay leads off tonight. Kyle Schwarber is not starting. On the South Side, White Sox hosting Baltimore. Mike Pelfrey and Wade Miley, the pitchers. Sox have lost 9 of their last 11. The MLB draft is tonight. Sox have the 11th pick in the first round. Cubs have the 27th and 30th selections. NBA game 5 of the finals tonight. Cleveland at Golden State. Warriors up 3-1. They've dominated the two games they've played at home so far, winning game 1 by 22 and game 2 by 19. Golden State has not lost a playoff game at home this postseason. 8-0. Football. Bears minicamp starts tomorrow. Their final practices before training camp. The Ravens signed former Chiefs receiver Jeremy Maclin, who apparently now will receive free crab cakes for life from a Baltimore company that was begging him to sign with the Ravens.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Free crab cakes for life. I was all excited because Spiegel and Parkins gave me a couple of free Sport Clips haircuts. I can only imagine what that must feel like.
Oh, man, and you need it. That hair is going to look phenomenal.
Well, my kid likes it. We live there. It made my day.
Outstanding.
But, yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
So initially this Baltimore Seafood Company was offering Macklin free crab cakes for the duration of his contract, but he took a little bit of time deciding where he wanted to go because apparently the Eagles were interested in bringing him back. Signs with Baltimore, and in the meantime, they said, we'll extend it for life, so he gets the free crab cakes for life. The Jets, by the way, officially release wideout Eric Decker. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Mets on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Avoiding traffic feels awesome, astounding, amazing. And when you ride Metra, you can avoid traffic every single day. Learn about Metra's relaxing rides, convenient schedules, and 96% on-time performance now at MetroRail.com.
Now I want crab cakes. Please.
Well, he was also talking about, Macklin was also talking about going to Buffalo. So he had to, you know, I'm sure someone would offer him wings. As long as they're crab cakes.
As long as they're from Duff's and not Anchor Bar. Anchor Bar was bad.
Yeah?
The place where the buffalo wing was invented. I was very excited. It was literally created in that room, and they were bad.
Why do you think they lost the quality control?
I don't know.
Mass production?
No, it's just, it's a little rundown, rinky-dink little bar. They're not mass-producing anything. I'm really disappointed. Like that, they're not allowed to be bad. This is where they were created. But they were, sadly enough. This segment brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. So Dave Cameron of Fangraphs wrote a big piece about what he referred to as the siren call of the two-way star. And he has so the names of some guys in this draft who are pitchers and sluggers and what some of that might mean.
As we were talking about in transition today, the idea of Brooks Kieschnick, they're all here now. It's time for the hybrid player.
Louisville left-handed pitcher Brendan McKay, left-handed pitcher, first baseman, and Hunter Green, best pitcher and hitter on his team, top shelf potential as a power-hitting shortstop, either a pitcher or a hitter as a first-rounder. But it's seeing past some of this stuff and looking about how this should actually affect draft strategy.
He just posted his mock, too. Got the White Sox taking Jaron Kendall, the center fielder from Vanderbilt, with a number 11 pick in the draft.
The 815 says, agreed on the Anchor Bar. They're bad. I was looking forward to them, too. No, Duff's is the joint. I don't think Sonny's exists anymore. Because remember, my mom grew up in Buffalo.
Wings.
And it used to be a big deal when I was a kid. Wings were not ubiquitous. There was a time when we had to go to Buffalo to get Buffalo wings. It was the only place you'd get them until Buffalo Joe's opened in Evanston, which was in 1979. Does that sound right? 80?
No, that sounds about right.
79. It was a huge deal. I mean, that's like, oh my God, we can get Buffalo wings around here. We drive down from Deerfield to pick up Buffalo Joe's. And I know that sounds incredible that they weren't everywhere, a thing everywhere, but it was a big deal. We would get off the plane and we'd go to Buffalo to visit Grandma and Grandpa, and we would go immediately for wings.
It was a tourism trap for Buffalo. One of the reasons you went to Buffalo, Niagara Falls. Niagara
Slowly
Falls.
Slowly I turned.
Wow, we just went to the top end of our demo.
Step by step.
Inch by inch.
Yeah, that's about three. Oh, some guy just sat up in a nursing home. He was like, I know what they're talking about. And they died. I got the reference. Beep. Right.
As long as he had a happy moment in his last moment, just, totally fine with that.
He just killed a guy in the home. I'm sorry. Dave Cameron next on The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
But these are winnable series. The Absolutely. Mets, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Miami, you've got to win those series.
17 of your next 20 are on the road, even against bad teams. I mean, this is just a streak team right now. Until they prove otherwise, that's who they are.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Saia, a leading LTL carrier, is hiring for their Burr Ridge locations. They're holding a job fair June 16th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Burr Ridge Terminal. Immediate opportunities available for Class A CDL drivers and part-time dock workers. Depending on experience, Saia will pay up to $15,000 in sign-on bonuses for line haul and OTR drivers. Yes, $15,000. Applicants must complete an online application before attending. For details, visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Just had somebody reach out on Twitter just moments ago and asking, hey, Dan, how do I get that Omaha Steaks Father's Day deal? Well, I'm about to tell you because you don't want to miss out on this. Dads love steak. You love steak. Get a package for your dad. Get one for yourself. The perfect Father's Day gift from Omaha Steaks. Good people providing great food, and they've got a lot of it here for a very low price. The Father's Day package here, $49.99. That's it. $49.99. If you type Dan B in the search bar on the main page, it should redirect you right there, and then you just add this to your cart. And what it is 80% off a package of things for you. For $49.99, you get all of this. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and they're tossing in four additional burgers free. This limited-time package is only $49.99. To get it, go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. So do this now because the offer is going to end soon. omahasteaks.com, main page search bar, type in Dan B. Then grab your dad and fire up the...
Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
This Father's Day, forget ties and go for the BMW Championship.
Dustin Johnson, the winner.
Exclusive Father's Day gift packages are now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. $150 gets you two any-day tournament round tickets, a BMW Championship pin flag, and waived processing fees on your order. Give Dad the gift of golf as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today.
Hey, baseball fans. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. A smart thermostat makes saving energy easy. Smart thermostats put you in control, allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely when you're not home. And to make it easier for you to add a winner to your lineup, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the draft is coming up tomorrow. Minnesota's got the first pick, our Sox with the 11th pick, and we have no idea who's going to be there at 11, but Nick is going to tell you that he was surprised that that guy was still there when the 11th pick came around. Well, we couldn't believe he was there when we picked
him. And there's going to be 28 other ones. Now, the one who's going to go first doesn't have to say that, but there's going to be 28 other ones that are going to say exactly the same thing.
I was shocked. And we were just looking for the best athlete available, so we were able to get that guy.
That's so true. Yeah.
But it's always a great day.
Yeah, tomorrow being today, as Stoney and Hawk were discussing the MLB entry draft that is beginning. And one guy's been working very, very hard to preview it and look at storylines. There has been Fangraphs' Dave Cameron. He's on Twitter at DCameronFG. And he joins us now in the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In Pizza off the grill this summer. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. I enjoyed your piece today, The Siren Call of the Two-Way Star. And I think the conclusion is, while it's always going to be a sexy story, this idea of the Ruthian pitcher-slash-slugger, it's probably a pipe dream to think that somebody is going to be both for an extended time on the major league level, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just really difficult. Like, hitting a major league pitch is really hard, and then getting major league hitters out is really hard. So to ask someone to do both of these things at a kind of a major league level and to be able to, you know, put enough time in to develop as a major league hitter, to hit curveballs, to learn how to, you know, tell a strike from a ball, and then also to be able to develop their own off-speed stuff, to develop command, it's just a really tall ask.
I do like the concept of, and you brought it up with a couple guys that are in Major League Baseball now, of the value at the end of a bench, at the end of a roster. When you talk to people around baseball, are they valuing a player that can give them an inning every 2 weeks out of the bullpen versus a guy that only can play a position?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, like, you know, I've talked to some major league players who, like, swear, like, Cliff Pennington could throw, like, in the mid-90s with, like, a pretty good curveball. And, like, I think if he came along in this day and age, teams would say, you know what, we only have a four-man bench anyway. You know, let's use Cliff Pennington as our utility infielder, and then when we're down 10-3 in the sixth inning, Cliff Pennington gets to pitch three innings, like, you know, a couple times a month or something like that. And then you'll have a guy who gives you 30, 40 innings a year, but not in the game that counts, right? I think that's the big thing. It's like, no one really wants to have, like, your setup guy also be your main pinch hitter, because those are kind of specific skills that you need to train for, develop for, have a routine, and no one really wants to lose, like, their eighth inning guy because they sent him out to the mound to, you know, they sent him to the plate to pinch hit, and he got beamed in the head with a pitch. So I think as a low leverage guy who pitches in blowouts and then also as, like, your backup infielder, yeah, there's a that I could see happening. I think as a key part of your team going both ways is a little bit tougher.
And obviously Louisville left-handed pitcher Brendan McKay and the high school righty Hunter Green are the guys you're talking about here, as well as Shohei Ohtani, who will eventually arrive from Japan. But it's one thing to understand that a team has to make that call, that we are drafting him as this, and then begin the mindful developmental process. But the fact is, guys switch positions all the time. You know, whether it's Carlos Marmol, who was a catcher, the White Sox, Bobby Thigpen was an outfielder, that they'll see a guy and say, you know, let's try him as this. It happens. You know, so was it Sergio Santos, too, was an infielder, a shortstop who was turned into a closer. So it's not like it's completely crazy, because depending on where somebody's development stalls out, teams do this, right?
Yeah, I mean, so there's certainly a large number of relief pitchers who are position players, like Sean Doolittle with the A's, Matt Bush, who's with the Rangers, the closer now. You know, he was a high first-round pick, I think, with the number one overall pick of a shortstop, and now he's pitching in the big leagues. So this does happen, but I think if you're the team drafting them, when you look at the timeline and how kind of options work and service times work, so they say, okay, I'm going to draft a guy as a pitcher. Maybe I give him 3 or 4 years before I would, you know, pull the plug and say, okay, this isn't working, and then I have to start him all the way back over as a hitter, and he hasn't developed as a hitter. He hasn't been playing every day. He hasn't been seeing major league pitching or minor league pitching. So now I have to start him back in A-ball probably, and at this point he's, you know, if it's Brendan McKay and he's a college player, he's 25 or 26. You already have to put him on the 40-man roster. You have to send him down. You only have 3 option years. You know, most of these convertible guys, the Troy Percivals and the Matt Bushes, they make it back to the big leagues as pitchers after flopping as hitters at like 29 or 30 years old, and it's almost never the team that originally drafted them who gets the benefit of the position change. It's pretty rare that the same organization, I think Sean Doolittle is the only one I can think of who was drafted by the A's as a hitter that's now pitching for the A's. Mostly it's the guy bounced around 2 or 3 times, and then some team says, you know, this isn't working out. Do you want to try the mound?
Who's the most interesting player in this year's draft?
I mean, it's got to be Hunter Green, right? A 17-year-old who could be a, you know, first-round pick of a guy who throws 100 miles an hour, or a shortstop who's been, you know, compared to, favorably to Brendan Ryan, but has power, and then is like, you know, is an artist in his spare time and is giving lectures, and you know, he seems like probably also an African American, which Major League Baseball could really use more African American stars. I think in terms of a guy, you could say looking back in 10 or 15 years is like, oh, it was the Hunter Green draft. He's probably the guy.
You just posted your most recent mock draft, I assume the final, and with the 11th pick, you have the White Sox taking Vanderbilt center fielder Jarron Kendall, and I laughed out loud, because this is the one-liner here. If any of the 3 toolsy outfielders or UVA hitters are here, I think they're the pick. So we've come full circle. We've come to Kenny Williams abdicating power to Rick Hahn. We've come to Rick Hahn ousting Doug Lauman, the longtime scouting director, replacing him with Nick Hostetler, and we're already back to toolsy outfielders.
Well, I think in the White Sox situation, you really went upside, right? Like, we saw that in the Chris Sale trade where you went for Yoan Moncada, who's, you know, probably the most tooled-up guy in the minor leagues, but, you know, has a strikeout problem and his defense is a little bit rough. But the upside is tremendous. And I think when you look at this White Sox team, you say, okay, realistically, who's their franchise player for the next 10 years? You know, you hope it's Moncada, but you need a few of those kinds of guys in order to try and get a superstar now that you don't have a Chris Sale to kind of build around anymore. And so I think if you're the White Sox and you're looking at it and you're like, you know, I think I can probably get myself some fourth outfielders and back-end starters and I can, you know, make some small moves. But what I really need is a franchise cornerstone guy. I think that's probably what they're looking at.
Dave, did the White Sox miss an opportunity to trade Quintana before what we're seeing now? Or is there still value there?
Yeah, there's still value there. I mean, he's still an above-average major league pitcher on one of the most friendly contracts in all of baseball. And you see what, you know, Mike Leake got $80 million as a free agent. I think he's still a lot better than Mike Leake, and he's making $35 million over the next few years. So there's, you know, certainly still a trade to be made. I think the asking price over the winter was too high. And, you know, if the White Sox want to trade him, they're going to have to bring the asking price down. Quintana hasn't helped that situation at all by not pitching as well. I think they're going to get less for him now than they would have over the winter. I do think he's hurt his value somewhat, but there's certainly still a trade to be made there if they're willing to accept that, you know, take 75% of what you were asking over the winter.
How do you feel about whether teams should trade near the trading deadline when theoretically teams are desperate versus waiting to the winter?
So I think in general, if you're a seller, you probably want to sell in July instead of over the winter. Over the winter, the teams have options, right? They can say, well, if I don't trade for Jose Quintana, I can go sign this guy as a free agent. There's available guys. You get to January, February, there's free agents looking for teams who will sign for a few million dollars. So I think in July, you have a scarcity issue that basically drives up cost, and teams don't really have any other option, especially if someone gets hurt. You know, if you have a contender who loses their ace for the next month, there's not a place for them to go sign a free agent. So I think in general, you want to sell in July. I know last year they held Chris Sale and they did fine over the winter. But I think in general, if you're a seller and you hold through July, you're reducing the value of the guy you're trading, because now you've kept him for one postseason run that the team that you're trading him to could have had. And, you know, you're taking the risk that he gets injured. I think in general, you need to have a really good reason to hold till the winter.
What should inform the Cubs' strategy here, considering where they are in their competitive run and holding pick 27 and I think pick 30 also? When you start to look at risk-reward and floor versus ceiling, how do you think they're looking at it?
Yeah, I think you just take best player available. I mean, all these guys are so far from the major league, which even the best-case scenario, you're looking at a year to a year and a half, and that's usually with a top pick, an Andrew Benintendi or someone like that, who can get to the majors in a year. Most of these guys are 2, 3, 4 years out. If you take a high school guy, it might be more like 5 years out. So realistically, you're not looking at anyone you can just add to your roster right away, unless you take like some kind of college relief pitcher, and even those guys haven't had a lot of success in terms of getting to the big leagues and being good really quickly. I think in general, you just take the guy you think will have the most value, and if you're like really looking short term, you can trade them this winter, right? Like if you make a good pick on a guy who's 3 years out, but he's going to, you know, have an outstanding pro debut, you can say, okay, we're looking short term instead of long term because we want to win when we have Bryant, Rizzo, and all these guys in their prime. Then you just take them, hope they have a good debut, and then chop them around for an upgrade this winter.
Dave, what do you think about the Cubs being .500 at this point?
It's a little perplexing. I still think this is on paper, you know, the first or second best team in baseball. It's them and the Dodgers, I think, are the two best teams. Certainly there's a lot of guys in this roster who should be playing better than they are, especially on the pitching side. I think the pitching has regressed a lot more than we expected. I think Kyle Hendricks is a guy who you're probably legitimately concerned about now that he's throwing 86 instead of 89. And you kind of got to wonder if the stuff plays without that extra velocity. So there are some guys I think you're concerned about. On the other hand, Kyle Schwarber is not a 190 hitter. There's a lot of Anthony Rizzo is better than he's shown. Wilson Contreras is better than he's shown. Addison Russell is better than he's shown. Like, there's a lot of guys who are talented young players with track records who are going to do better over the rest of the season. I still think the Cubs win this division and probably by 10 games.
Dave Cameron from FanGraphs, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Dave Cameron, presented by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago.
Is it weird that I agree with Dave on, you know, when do we get to the point where we shouldn't expect the Cubs to win the division by 10 games? Because that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, you know, they're so much better than the rest of these bozos that are in their division. At some point, there's going to be a separation. But when is that point when you go, maybe not?
Well, I've got a response to my observer's bias. So it was observer effect. I have a response to that theory. And I brought it up again with Len Casper about it. I've got a smart person weighed in on with his take on that. And I know you had some other stuff you wanted to get to after 5 o'clock. Advice for Colin Kaepernick, who came up earlier in the show in our conversation with Jim Cosimore. And by the way, that the earlier caller who was terrified about trading assets would hate to hear what Dave Cameron said about grabbing a couple late first-round picks and flipping them quick for something. You just scared somebody in Kenilworth half to death, I think.
He's not scared. Everything's fine.
It's the Bernstein and Goff show with Lawrence Holmes in today. It's going to be Barry Rosner tomorrow because Jason is still hurting. I don't know if he is ambulatory yet after his basketball back injury.
I've heard that Jay will be back some point this week.
Yes.
But it'll be the Roz tomorrow because I don't know if I can go through this again.
go through what?
Looking at your face.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was the callers or my face. Either way, the combinative effect has to be overwhelming. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Len Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on The Score.
The division has allowed the Cubs to be pretty mediocre through the first 2 months of the season and still be okay.
Len Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by 2...
guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Pauley Honda in Libertyville has the Honda you want at a price you can afford. Get great pricing, special lease programs, including an incredibly low lease payment on new Accords and 0.9%.